Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is a Triple M footy news update.
This is massive, this story.
Got a little exclusive.
With Tom Brown.
It's Wednesday, so it's time for a mid-week Triple M footy news update with Tom Brown. My name's Rudy. I've got Tommy on the phone up there in Sydney. We're going to talk all things footy. We're talking Collingwood, we're talking ticket sales in Perth, we're talking players' positions on the hubs and the poor lockdown Bulldogs. Tommy, how are you doing up there in Sydney, mate?
Yeah, it's good. We just arrived at Carlton training, actually, Rudy. There's a bit of heat on the Blues this week, which we'll get to a little bit later on. But we're just having a look at them, have a run here at Henson Park, which is in Marrickville, out near the airport, and the Blues are having a run this morning.
Indeed. All right, let's talk, before we delve into the deeper issues, let's talk Collingwood. Your father, Jeff Brown, has put his hand up to run for Pies president.
Yeah, big story overnight, broken by Mick Warner in the Herald Sun. I can only obviously deal with this factually, Rudy, because I can't sort of comment per se on what's going on. It's the one area that I know I like commenting on. Yep. All sorts of issues, planes, COVID, the works, but I can't comment on this issue. But in terms of the facts overnight, it is a big story that Jeff Brown, who is my dad, has indicated that he wants to become Collingwood president, I think effective soon. And he's proposing that the board offer him up 4 seats, which would be required to become president and chairman, and 3 directors would stay on the board. It's now an issue, obviously, for the Collingwood board, how they react to that. That's a decision for them. The other thing that's going on is that David Hatley, who's a Collingwood member and a very passionate one, has put together an EGM proposal and a petition that he says has got sufficient numbers, I think, at this stage to get up. It's up to him if and when he lodges that. But that would also force an extraordinary general meeting. I think Dad's indicated in his article with Mick Warner overnight that that's not the preference. They want it to be a bloodless progression where he assumes control of the board and Mark relinquishes the presidency, Mark Corder. It's obviously a big issue in the context at the moment of discussions soon over Nathan Buckley. And that's what's going on at Collingwood. It is a big story, and Mick Warner broke that story overnight, Rudy.
Indeed, he did. All right, let's talk about Dreamtime in Perth. Ticket sales going really well over there, Tommy, and they're looking possibly might fill up the stadium.
I just spoke to the AFL a short time ago, and they indicated that they're about to put out a release saying the ticket sales are strong. And I said, are they 45,000? They said, no, over 50,000. So this has been a phenomenal response. I spoke to Kevin Sheedy up here in Sydney yesterday, who I think the Dreamtime Cup is named after, and he was saying, well, if Perth want a grand final, there's no better way for the passionate Perth fans to demonstrate that than to support this Dreamtime game. And they've done that in droves. It's a fantastic story. There's going to be the Long Walk initiative with, I think, Michael Long and Gavin Wanganeen. There's also huge Indigenous celebration that they can do on the ground because there's no COVID restrictions. And it's just going to be a magnificent showcase of one of the best games of the season. And with so much on the line for both teams. So Perth's done a magnificent job, and the fans have done a magnificent job. And we know how, you know, passionate they are about footy over there. And it's just I think it's a great story to come out of what's been a difficult week with COVID, Rudy.
Yeah, it is one of the silver linings, really. And it's super cool that they can, make the most of this situation and take the Dreamtime game on the road again. On the subject of the two teams competing, Richmond is someone we're on to have a look at. Tough injury news, Toby Nankervis, Tommy.
Yeah, Toby Nankervis has a PCL and knee injury. He did that early on in the game against Adelaide. Richmond just confirmed a short time ago that he will miss up to a month. Now, I know that Chole and even Coleman Jones can probably play ruck, but Nankervis is one of the best ruckmen, obviously, in the competition. Mm-hmm. Pivotal to the way they play. They've had these midfield injury issues. They've obviously got some forward issues with Tom Lynch injury at the moment, but that's another injury. And another injury I can also give you an update on is Shane Edwards. Now, Edwards has had this ankle injury, missed against Adelaide. He's got a young family, so he didn't fly up to Sydney with the Tigers. But what he did do was drive in the end, 800, 900 kilometres with that ankle injury. He's also waiting on a COVID test. So up until last night, hadn't been able to rejoin the group. And I'm told, whilst they're a bit confident that he'll be able to play this weekend with that ankle injury, it's no certainty. So there's another injury concern going to Dreamtime for the Tigers.
So he drove from Melbourne to Sydney with an ankle injury and a freshly negative COVID test.
Yes, but the COVID test was because once you get to New South Wales, the regulations, you're meant to get one when you get here. So I'm sure he had one in Melbourne as well. There's no COVID breach, if you like. But he did have to wait on a test when he got here. And he did drive 900 or whatever it is, kilometres to New South Wales with what you could describe as a dodgy ankle.
That's a remarkable story. Shane Edwards, he's just one of those guys. One of the good guys of footy, Shane Edwards. That's a great story. On the subject of the players, so what's their sort of feeling on the hubs, Tommy, like potential mini hubs?
Yes, I've spoken to Paul Marsh this morning. Gil McLaughlin sent out a video to all the players overnight just to explain to them that hubs aren't on the cards. There's a lot of angst amongst the players about hubs. They don't want to go into them again last year. There's no proposal, for example, for families to join the players on the road at the moment. So, you know, players with young kids, players with expecting partners, you know, young bubs on the way and so forth. Players really don't want to go into hubs. And the AFL's reiterated overnight through Gil McLaughlin that hubs aren't an option. At the moment, the plan is to get all the teams with the bye back to Melbourne, back to their own beds. And that's the AFL's firm plan. And I think there's player support for 2 and possibly 3 week travel schedules. But there certainly isn't player support for hubs. We're not at the hubs point yet, but that's the situation. I think the Players Association basically formed that view with players at the start of the season. There's not strong support for hubs. Look, if the AFL had to cross that bridge when they came to it regarding hubs, heaven forbid, I guess the situation would change in a couple of weeks. But for the moment, the strong intention on the part of the AFL is to get the players home, and the players don't want to do hubs at the moment. That's been made very, very clear over the last 24 hours. The Players Association won't discuss the number of players that have said they wouldn't do more than two or three weeks on the road. They don't want to go into the actual numbers, but I think it sounds like there's a fair few of them. And that's pretty much the situation. So I just think Rudy last year clearly had an impact on a lot of family situations, a lot of relationships. And it's not to say the AFL didn't do a good job. They did, and so did the players. It was a huge sacrifice. But everyone's just, I think, really crossing their fingers. We don't have to cross that bridge again this year.
The Bulldogs, Tommy, they can't do much, you reckon?
Yeah, they trained obviously at Marrickville yesterday. They're staying in the city and they've got to observe, like Richmond, the Victorian protocols. But because they're staying in the city, 5Ks is a bit sketchy in terms of where they can go to the beach. So they haven't been able to go to like Coogee or Bondi like some of the other teams. They're certainly not complaining. They're happy to be up here and training and be in Sydney. It's one of the best places to be at the moment, no doubt. They can't do as much as the Tigers, for example. And just on the schedule for this weekend, Rudy, obviously Melbourne's going to play Brisbane at Giant Stadium in the Friday night blockbuster here on Friday night in Sydney. St Kilda and Sydney will play in Sydney. St Kilda and Sydney will play in Sydney. Saturday night's dream time. Collingwood will play in Adelaide at this stage, although the AFL won't go into the specifics of what these onerous restrictions are, but apparently Adelaide and the South Australian government has imposed a couple of curly ones on the AFL in terms of getting Collingwood in and out.
Yeah.
And it's not the travel schedule per se, but there's some other ones the AFL won't discuss. And they're just, it is in Adelaide, but it's still a slight asterisk next to that.
Interesting to see how that plays out. We've had fixture anxiety all week. What's another couple of days of it? And before we close things off, Tommy, you just had a contract tidbit on Shai Bolton.
Yeah, I just checked on Shai Bolton again yesterday with Ralph Carr in terms of whether he signed with Richmond or whether they've done a deal there. He just told me there's lots of clubs still interested in Shai and they won't decide until the end of the year. So just watch this space. I have the feeling that off the back of his fine and nightclub indiscretion, if you want to call it that, his $20,000 donation that he's got to make in conjunction with the club, that maybe they'd sort of work towards contract talks in the background there because Richmond clearly want him. He's one of the best young talents in the game. But it does sound like he's still holding out pending that other interest until the end of the season.
Interesting stuff to play out there. I'll let you get back to Carlton training. I can hear it going on in the background, mate. So
yeah.
Thanks for calling in today. We'll see you Friday.
Thanks, Rudy.